My name's Robert Hogue. I wrote a memoir last year called Ugly. It's about growing up disabled and deformed, and I'm here to talk a bit about that.
How old were you when you started to realise that you didn't look the same as the other boys?
I think probably by the time I was at school, it was pretty obvious in sort of grade one, early grade two, that I was different from all the other kids. I spent a lot of time before that in hospital, and there were a lot of kids with a lot of differences in hospital, obviously, because they were ill. But at school, I was the only one without any legs and the only one with a, you know, funny squash nose and a funny head. But yeah, certainly by the end of grade one, I had a pretty good idea of it.
So was it hard for you? I mean, how were kids? Because sometimes kids can be cruel and sometimes they can just be very accepting, can't they?
Yeah, look, and it's part of the same process, I think, because the thing about that is that kids are very honest. And the thing about honesty is honesty can hurt, but there weren't a lot of kids who had a lot of malicious intent behind what they said. So over a couple of years, I started to get a really good sense of the kids who were asking questions just because they were curious and they wanted to know why I didn't have any legs and why I looked different, and the kids who were just wanting to be mean. And it wasn't too hard to sort of figure that out.
There's always been this discussion about putting people who look different or have different abilities into a special area, like a segregation, and other people argue that it's better to assimilate and have them in the mainstream. So what would be your experience of this?
Oh, look, I think as much as possible, it's better to have everyone mainstreamed. You know, the world is probably in some ways less and in some ways more accepting of difference. I think on a lot of levels there's more acceptance of difference and diversity now than there ever has been. But there's still an awful lot of pressure for everyone to sort of look beautiful in a particular way and to standardise the way they look and that kind of thing. And I think it's important for kids especially to be exposed to other kids who are different. And whether that's a kid with a disability or a kid from overseas or anything like that, I think that's really important.
In your book, do you sort of detail the progression of acceptance through school? Because obviously, once you get past primary and you get into high school, it becomes a different sort of nightmare, doesn't it? Because then it really becomes much more competitive, doesn't it, to how you actually look?
Absolutely. In my book, Ugly, I talk about sort of some of the experiences I had in primary school. And by the time I got to about grade nine, those experiences were a lot different. I went to an all-boys school, and I actually don't think there's any worse form of humanity than grade nine boys. I'm yet to encounter them, if there are. And, you know, I copped a hard time every now and then, but I gave as good as I got.
Now that you've got this book out, that it's going to actually be read by people who might have children, is it more to help the parents almost accept that they've got different children and see how they can actually steer them in the right way?
Yeah, well, look, there are a couple of reasons I wrote the book. One was, and the most important one probably was because I've always been a storyteller and it's what I do, and hopefully I've told a good story. But also, when I was born in the 1970s, there weren't as many support groups. There was no internet to go on and chat to other parents with similar experiences. And my parents went through an awful lot of soul searching and an awful lot of thinking and arguing and discussing about whether I should have operations and all sorts of things. And I kind of thought that I can't repay them for what they did for me and the love they gave to me. But if I can write a book that helps other parents who might have kids facing some challenges, then that helps repay that debt of mine. But also, you know, if people who are a bit different in any sort of way get to read this book and take something out of it, then that's a really good thing as well.